Good morning to you all. You may be seated. Welcome you to Daily Sabbath this morning. We have some guests with us who are here for our Seminary and Divinity School Day, some representatives also from Augsburg College. We're grateful for you guys are here. Immediately following our Sabbath time this morning, we'll begin our first session for Seminary and Divinity School, and we will remain in here for that. Also want to welcome Dr. Shifro Woldmako, who is our guest. He is a lawyer by training. He earned his undergraduate degree in Ethiopia and a law degree from Columbia Law School and Columbia University, New York, and his master's degree in organizational leadership from Eastern University in Pennsylvania. He's formerly the Attorney General for Ethiopia. He is the founder and currently the director of the Child Development Training and Research Center. He's done a lot of work with our own Dr. Marsha Bungy, working with children, and we are so very fortunate, my friend, to have you on this campus, and thank you for sharing the word with us this morning. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Giver of life and all good gifts, grant us also wisdom to use only what we need, courage to trust your bounty, imagination to preserve our resources, determination to deny frivolous excess, and inspiration to sustain through temptation. Our hearts we open to you. Amen.
A reading from Kings, the fifth chapter. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Armenians, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told the Lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that is man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." So Naaman went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, brother, for introducing me, and thank you for reading the Word of God with us. Now that the Lord has been read unto us, I just want to put the word in perspective so that I am able to share what is in my heart with you. The main character, Naaman, holding a very high position, respected, loved in his country, but suffering from a problem that his country could not solve for him. The doctors, the society, unable to serve the problem he is in, to solve the problem he is in. Then we see another seemingly unimportant person, a woman, a girl, gender-wise. She held the least position in the house. A foreigner. She is in all odds, so to say anything about the problem the nation of this general was unable to solve. But the amazing thing is, this girl offered what she knew, what was in her heart. She spoke against the status quo, against the situation that should not be left as it was, the leprosy of this man. And another interesting thing is, her mistress, her boss, listened to this woman, to this girl. And so what she said reached Naaman, and then he went and did what this little girl advised. And what happened is very interesting. The man goes and acts as he was advised then by the prophet. And the Bible says the skin of this man became as the skin of a young boy. And the word he spoke brings enticing the whole thing. He says, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel." 3 points I want to share with you. The critical importance of God's people speaking about the pain and suffering that our world is in. This seemingly unimportant little girl spoke what she knew about healing. Because she spoke, there was solution. Brothers and sisters, you know as I know that our world of today has many, in quotes, leprosies, suffering, injustice, poverty, terrorism, and then bombings of homes and villages, even by powerful governments, and many people suffering in our world. I don't need to say anything about the refugee situation that is unheard of in human history, as far as I know. One little girl spoke, And to me, she played a role of agency. And to me, she represents the bride of Christ, the church, speaking against what is wrong, saying no to status quo. And what happened? Healing. Not only to the skin of this man, but there was a healing between two nations. You see, a ministry that is cross-cultural. You see, a ministry that even says no against gender bias. A ministry that says no even against age. In most societies in our world, children and young people are not listened to. And when the bride of Christ stands out and speaks against what is wrong, God intervenes. He responds. Just as Naaman's leprosy was removed from him, there will be significant alleviation of the leprosies of our days if we, the bride of Christ, speak, stand out. And to conclude this, I think what I see in this is what Jesus said about his followers. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. When we fail to discharge these responsibilities, in a way to fail to exercise our rights, then the world will be left on its own and for its own decay and darkness become the norm of society. So brothers and sisters, I just appeal to you to heed more to what the Word of God says to us and act accordingly. And I love what I read as I come into this chapel. Whosoever, wherever, whatever. This open invitation for everybody, which means we should go into everything. The Lord bless you. Thank you.
An announcement before our blessing. I want to invite you this evening to Beck Hall, room 101. At 9 p.m., where Schieffer will be again our guest there. I invite you to please stand. As you go forward this day, may you be open to messages from unlikely sources. May you be faithful and diligent in the calling on your life, that all might know healing and blessing, now and always. Amen.